Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the Spirit Within You Blog Talk Radio Show. The Spirit Within You is a metaphysical gift shop and sacred study center located in Las Vegas, Nevada, and the World Wide Web. As a sacred study center, our purpose is to support you in your spiritual practice. The Spirit Within You is simply here to spark the awakening process. We support you in the awakening process the following ways: classes, events, workshops, products, services, and coaching. I invite you to visit us at www.thespiritwithinyou.com, and that's you as in universe.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Spirit Within You Blog Talk Radio, airing live each and every Thursday from Las Vegas, Nevada, from the Spirit Within You, or should I say inside the Spirit Within You Metaphysical Gift Shop. You're listening to our weekly Blog Talk Radio show with my co-host, Lady Aset, otherwise known as Isis. We have a monthly series this month of March of tarot cards and oracle card series. And last week we did the show on the history of tarot cards. So you can go back and listen to that through the archives. Today, Thursday, March the 12th, the show is about how to buy and to store your cards. Now, these shows are designed for educational purposes only. It is only to bring into awareness of something you may or may not already know. It's also for beginners. So please keep in mind, if you or have been doing this for a long time, there may be something here for you in the show, and there may not be anything here for you in the show. But please note, these shows are designed to just bring you into the awareness and for us to share things with you, because these are questions that were commonly asked of us at the Spirit Within You. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to, in a moment, bring on Lady Aset, otherwise as known as Isis, who is a divinity, a doctorate divinity, as well as an archpriestess of the Egyptian Mystery School. So she is our guide and our mentor here at the Spirit Within You. And if you would like to have a individual private session with her, you can call us at 702-658-2257. Once again, 702-658-2257. The other thing that I wanted to bring into your awareness is that if you are needing any kind of consultation in any kind of way on a metaphysical level, please call Lady Aset. She's a great resource, and you can make an appointment with her. And so what I'm going to do now is I am going to bring on the one and only Liv, the she's laughing at me right now, Lady Aset. So Lady Aset, how are you today? And before you answer that.
I'm great. I am so great. And how are you this morning, Karen?
I am fantastic.
That's the way to go. And good day to everyone in Nevada and around the world. Thank you for joining us with our show. We do this because, as Karen said, we want to enlighten you and let you know that the information you seek is here. We are the ones that will be truthful and honest. If we don't have the answers, like Karen said last week, we will research it. But again, thank you for joining us. Is there anything you'd like to say before we begin?
That, again, do your own research.
Mm-hmm.
We are not your gurus.
We're not to replace anything that you currently have in your awareness, that your journey is your journey, but you must practice it with discernment.
Thank you, ladies.
You're welcome. Okay. We spoke last week about the history of tarot. And up until today, nobody's quite sure about how they developed and where they developed, but your playing cards did derive from the tarot. The tarot is another tool of divination. The real answers come from the tarot reader being able to focus their consciousness beyond the physical meaning of a given card and into the life to the person they are reading. Answers are never on one level. Now we're going to discuss how to purchase, which way to purchase your cards.
So before you do that, you stated that the answers are never on one level. Again, this show is for beginners. And I know you have over 30 years experience in this.
Oh, thanks for dating me.
So what I like to know is, what do you mean by that? The answers are on different levels.
Well, somebody may come into the store, or to anyone, as a matter of fact, and think they're going to get an answer to a specific question. But sometimes the universe knows there's something more important than the question you're asking. And if you're asking a question on your love life, the reading may not even deal with that love life, because you need to know something more important than that. It goes on different levels, spiritual level, okay, physical levels, all type of levels, but it's up to the reader to be able to know which level that they're working on at the moment, because the reader will pick up the energy of the individual they're reading. And by doing so, it helps them to read the cards. And you channel. Readers will channel from the universe the answers that they need. Some spiritual readers will call in archangels for help or protection. Others, their spiritual guide. Doesn't matter what you call them. They're all one and the same anyway.
You know, that's a good point, because when we're dealing with energies that are unseen, one of the things you've always stressed to me is when you create a sacred space, you invoke the spirits of the ancestors or whoever you want to call in to guide and protect mm-hmm. that session.
Right. And every time before I do a reading, I always say a prayer for protection.
So before you start that, yeah. I just want to let you guys know that if you go to the Spirit Within You website, and that's www.thespiritwithinyou.com, as well as this blog talk link, you'll see a link for the oracle cards. So we have over 30 oracle cards online, and you're more than welcome to go and browse through the website. And if you choose to purchase something that you're being pulled or drawn to, you may do so. And purchase it from us and you live in Las Vegas and you wanted to take a moment to come visit us and just sit with your new cards with Lady Aset, we're willing to do that if you show us that you have purchased it from our website. That's our free giveaway in this yes. series. Oh, so yes. instead of paying for a session, you would get actual free 15 minutes with Lady Aset once we verify that you have purchased the oracle cards from our website.
Right.
Thank you, Lady Set.
That's all right, anytime. Okay, there's 8 ways, of purchasing your cards. The first...
Wait. 8 ways to purchase a card? Yeah. You can't just go into the store and say, listen, that graphic looks nice. It's calling me. I want that card.
Well, you got to connect. You know,
so the oracle cards are like crystals?
Yeah, you gotta, because you gotta remember you're gonna be using them for channeling. It's not that you just throw the cards down and you read it through a book. You're channeling information that the card is representing for you. It's not that how do I go my card? I don't know how good. No. This is a guideline of how to purchase your cards. I'm not telling you to do it this way, you do it your way. But this will give you a basis of where to start from.
That's what I love about you is that you give information, but you always, just like me, we state you don't have to do it the way we're offering the information.
Yeah.
It's all about you and your inner guidance,
right,
and trusting it and knowing that there's nothing to be afraid of and stepping into it boldly.
There you go.
So thank you, Lydia.
There you go. Oh, my little witchy poop. Oh, my goodness. Okay. The first thing you got to do is look for personal connection. You're going to go to a store and you're going to handle all the tarot decks that are on display. Don't open them, though. Okay?
Because if you open them, you've got to buy
them. You've got to buy them.
At Here at the Spirit Within You, as Isis says, you break, we cry, you buy.
No, you break, we cry. No. See, now you're confusing me as always. We break, we cry, you break, you buy.
Okay, got it. You hear that, guys?
Ay, ay, ay. Oh, my goodness. Okay, number two, study the appearance of the cards. Okay, do the cards look nice to you? Do you understand the meanings and the symbols that are on the cards? You got to take a good look at the tarot cards within the deck. What is your first reaction to them? Is it good? Is it not so good? Do you feel connected? All this is important because you're going to be working with this deck. Okay, number three, you got to find out what information is available. The majority of tarot card meaning books are based on the Rider-Waite deck.
That's the most popular
deck
that we sell a lot of that online,
yeah,
and in the store. I can never keep enough.
No.
And yet I never learned to order more.
Oh, here we go. I'll take care of you after the show. Oh, so if you want a tarot deck with a tone of information available, a Rider deck is the way to go. And it's an easy deck to read. Now, the next one, number four, consider your experience level. Depending how long you're reading, depending if it's your first time, okay, if you are new to the tarot, you may prefer a tarot deck that is widely referred in tarot books, such as, again, the Rider-Waite deck, and that has simple to understand symbols and pictures. Okay, symbols are very, very, very important because you have symbols all over the world. You can watch a movie and you could see symbols in a movie. So know your symbols of your deck.
And, for example, a lot of people don't realize that the Starbucks logo is also a symbol. And a lot of major corporations will take symbols that you're not aware of to grant them favors and bring them good fortunes. So these logos have a lot of powers behind them. And so this show is not about Starbucks or that logo. After the show. You can go research that yourself.
Yes. But like Karen said, the logo for Starbucks is the logo of a goddess. And she's actually a goddess of coffee.
Didn't know there was a goddess of coffee,
oh,
did
yeah,
you?
There
it really is.
Oh, my goodness. But if it's your first time, get the Rider-Waite.
Yes.
Okay.
And there are a lot of books that support the
Rider-Waite. Right.
And what I learned is when people are using the Rider-Waite and they start really connecting to it, then the other decks that they purchase after that just makes sense to them.
Right, exactly.
You guys should order some more.
I think so. You know, I mean, what the heck? We got nothing else to do. Yeah. Okay, but you got to also find the size that fits. Now, I have a deck at home, actually a Rider-Waite deck that's called the Giant Deck.
So, if I may interject,
You have a deck?
Well, okay.
That's an understatement. Let's keep it real.
About 6 inches by 3 inches.
Yeah.
It's a large deck. But I fell in love with it, so I added it to the collection. Different tarot cards do come in different sizes, though. This is particularly important for when you handle and shuffle the cards. If the cards are too big or too small, they may be too clumsy for you or your client to handle. And I found that out when I tried to do readings back home in New York with my giant deck. I says, okay. I says, I can't use it. They don't know how to handle it.
Yeah,
if it's your first time.
Yeah, if it's outside the palm of your hand,
yeah.
I would assume. And it's all about taking a moment and being outside of the box.
Right.
Because you can handle it. But we are programmed to thinking that if it's in the hand, it's more comfortable, we can do it.
Exactly. And when I do my readings, I do, depending on my client, I can bring out 5 to 6 decks and work with them.
And again, guys, Isis is available Wednesday for private readings by phone. With a deck of her choice and your energy, of course. So you can call her and make that appointment.
Right.
And her number is 702 and 374-3293. Again, 702-374-3293. Thank you, Lady Set.
Oh, thank you. No, thank you.
Thank you very much.
But you got to determine your purpose for the cards, okay? Will this deck be your main tarot deck? Because you're going to be reading this deck. Or is it for a collector's item? As a deck for tarot reading, it will be important that you be able to learn and connect to the meanings of the tarot cards. So check what resources are available to you to interpret the cards. You can buy a lot of books. There's a lot of books out there that give you information. Some of the books even give you the history of the cards, even though nobody knows how it came about. These are all hypothetical, where these come from, but we'll leave it up to your judgment. Now you want to look for the quality of the cards. I know this sounds like a lot of things to do, but you got to realize this is going to be a part of you, this deck, a part of your energy, a part of your spiritual words, everything. I mean, you're going to even be using these cards for magic, which is the last show.
Yes, it is.
Okay, with this... with this deck, okay, now the quality is most tarot cards will be of good thickness, okay, to ensure that you can continue using them for many years. However, there may be some cheaper reproductions that are not of such a good quality, and the cardboard may tear easily or become damaged much more quickly. Best to avoid these cheaper types if you are planning on using the tarot cards regularly.
That makes sense because our body alone, from our hands
right.
and touching them between you and your client, there's the oils from whatever we put on our body that
right.
get seep into the cards. So I can see how, or if you're reading and you're not as neat, and your desk is not clean and you happen to spill something, I can see a card getting damaged.
Like with the Rider Waite deck, it's coated.
Mm.
So, I mean, right there, I would buy the deck. Because like you said, it's all the oils in your hand, the sweating in your hand, all of that can affect the cards. Okay, we don't want that. We want a pretty deck.
Yes, we like pretty things.
Okay, but don't be afraid to buy your own. Now, this always gets me, okay? I don't know where this came from. Some say that the tarot card should only ever be a gift to you.
I guess that means no.
However, I think it is perhaps more important to find a deck that is a perfect fit for you.
That makes sense to me. That's like the last month's show on the pendulum. That's great if I get a gift for a pendulum. Like if there's anyone listening that wants to give me a pendulum, I'll take it.
Here we go.
But I would prefer to walk in somewhere and just connect to the pendulum, just like the crystal,
right,
and see which one is a perfect fit for me and my energy in my current awareness. Because we always know there's always something we don't know,
exactly,
which gives us a new awareness, which increases our vibration and our frequency.
There you go. So don't be afraid to buy your own tarot deck rather than waiting for someone to give you one. Because when you purchase a tarot deck, nobody's to crack that seal but you.
That makes sense to me.
When you crack that seal on your first deck, or any deck that you purchase, the moment you crack that seal, your energies connect. Okay? So don't allow nobody to open up your brand new deck but you. Okay? Any questions, old lady?
Paul lady, you heard her talking to you?
Yeah, you threw it on many, many years. Okay, now you've got to clear your tarot deck. And by clearing it, you could do visualization, smudging, and incense using the moon. Or shuffling and reordering the deck. Now, this technique is very popular. It requires little else than to sit with your deck, playing gently with it, as we do, shuffling it until you feel it has been cleansed, or putting the cards back in their original order before mixing it up again. Also, you could use crystals. Elemental association is earth, born from the earth and containing her essence and power. Crystals will ground effortlessly and emanate that power to whatever is around them, blessing whatever they feel nearby or touched by the spirit of nature. Of course, I love crystals and use them throughout my day. And I wear them in places you would never know. Whether that's holding one just to calm my nerves or help me focus. There's no doubt they're multi-talented. Apart from the tarot, excellent advice, I often use one to sit on top of an open deck in between readings, or just because I'm working with the deck in another capacity and maybe leaving it unattended for a while. It's less about clearing and more about protecting. But this still a crystal working in harmony with the tarot deck. Now, the great all-around crystals would be clear quartz and amethyst, useful for many tarot and spiritual practices. Now, you got, when I say you're going to shuffle, you can also take the deck, put them on the table, and knock on them three times. Any questions so far?
Nope.
Okay. You have to, because between every reading that you do, you've got to remove the energy of that client.
That makes sense to me.
Okay. So either do what I just, you know, what I just explained to you, but I want to add that you could also knock three times on that deck, and that will also clear them.
Yep, that makes sense.
Okay. Another thing I would suggest before you start working with your cards, put a rubber band around them and sleep with them for a week under your pillow.
Oh, I never heard of that.
Yes. If you sleep with them under your pillow for a week, your energy and the energy of that deck is now one. Therefore, nobody is to read your deck. To do so, you would have to do everything all over. Just like a crystal, you have to do everything all over again. If somebody says, well, let me read them, let me do... No. Okay.
Well, I would assume that your own personal private deck,
yeah,
just like the crystal that you work with a lot, would not be in a place where people would commonly touch or pull because they're your private deck. That's like going in somebody's underwear drawers.
Mm-hmm. You got that right. That's for sure. And now to protect your cards, I would recommend putting in a wooden box, a natural fiber cloth like cotton
or silk.
Okay. You don't want nothing man-made. Okay, because it's the card itself is made from wood. Wood comes from the earth, and all these products come from the earth too. So that's how you store them. I would never let anybody, I would let a little baby come up and pick up my deck and look at it, because babies and children are innocent. But outside of that, nobody reads my cards. And I've been asked for people to read my cards, you know, the nerve. But I said, I'm sorry.
I just think people are not in the awareness.
No.
There's so much information that's not correct out there, and people don't approach things in reverence.
Right.
And it appears sometimes that people don't want to take the time to honor learning about a new art or a new divination. They just want to, just like the altars, sometimes I'm blown away by people, even if there's a sign that says it's an altar, please do not touch it. They still come and they pull and they grab things. And I'm just amazed at the lack of information regarding being...
And respect.
Yeah, I was getting that to that,
I
too.
I bet you were.
You know, approaching something that you have no idea about, approach it with reverence.
Yeah.
These are sacred items that long, long before you even understood what they were or saw them, they served a spiritual and a metaphysical purpose within a society of people, especially the indigenous people. So please approach everything with a degree of respect. Honor the ancestors that walked the earth plane before you. Take a moment to want to learn something, but not a quick fix.
No.
Like, you know, they say now a human capacity to stay still to watch something is no longer than 3 minutes. Well, you're not going to get much information in 3 minutes.
No,
you'll get something that's emotionally driven to get you to call you to action to do something that may not be in your highest good because it's commercialized and they pay a lot of money for it to do that.
True.
So honor yourself and turn that TV off. Pick up a book. Go to a library. Libraries are still free, right?
Yeah, they're still free.
So as we unwind the show, we want to thank each and every one of you for listening. This is Karen Marie Campbell of The Spirit Within You with my co-host, the lovely Miss Lady Aset, otherwise known as Isis, with her little witch pin and the little broom. I've never seen something. And it's pewter. Lord have mercy. It's going to be one of them days, folks. One of them days. But we love those days.
Yeah.
Because we live in a mystical, magical moment. And if you open your eyes, connect to the presence of who you are, connect to the nature, which is God, you will see magic and mysticism every moment of your life. And for that, we say peace and blessings. Namaste.
Namaste.
Blessed be.
Blessed be.
Have a great day.
Have a great day.
Thank you all.
Yeah, it's time. It's time. to be.
I'm stronger
than I thought I was.
I'm wiser
than I was before.
I see
who I'm supposed to be.
Welcome to the Spirit Within You Blog Talk Radio Show. The Spirit Within You is a metaphysical